brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Word. It's fall release. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Damn There's right we are.
Nothing can beat us now at this point.
No. Not when it's fall season.
Nope. Right?
Yeah, we own the fall release season.
Yep.
Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
You know, I love what you've done in the basement. All these mums are just like, it's the perfect environment.
Don't even
mum,
go there.
Mum.
Don't even go there. If I had to listen to that one more time at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, I was going to strangle him.
What was this? I missed this story.
Old Delaney's is a sausage and ham place right there in Bardstown. You know, you always stop and get your ham biscuit before you go into the Bourbon Festival. And at this time of year,
ham biscuits were a Virginia thing.
And if you go to, it's a Southern thing. You wouldn't understand. So if
I married two Southern girls, I still don't understand them. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And the last one left you. So
one at a time, by the way. One at a time.
And the parking lot is this time of year. Is filled, they sell mums, so they got like 10,000 gallon containers of mums, and I had to listen to this knucklehead talk about mums for three damn days, how he was going to bring them all the way back to Florida. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's
hey, we're still alive.
God help me. And good old boy Justin,
good morning. For those tracking out there,
say, is that it? Okay,
mums,
let's move
the
on.
Word today.
That was it. Okay. And good old boy Harm.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob. I appreciate being here. You guys are the best.
Just turn that phone on, do whatever you want. Yeah. Forget the fact that we're recording, you know. Yeah,
I was looking for a sound effect on my phone, and I got an advertisement instead.
I got a computer full of sound effects. Yeah. All right, so our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and mums, apparently. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. This is our first of the fall release shows, so we got some pretty good ones here. We've got the Yellowstone 2023 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. From Blood Oath, we have the Blood Oath Pack 9 release. We have the Remus Reserve Repeal Series 7. I think we've done all seven so far. We have Little Book Chapter 7 from Old Fitzgerald. We have the Bottled and Bond Old Fitz Spring Release. I know what you're thinking. I only got this a short while ago. It didn't come out in the spring to us. The 2023 Parker's Heritage Collection, the Daniel Weller Emmer Wheat, and the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2023. Just play that anytime. Go right ahead. I'm going to nail that phone to the wall.
Mum, come on.
Knucklehead. So we're going to have Justin tell us about our sips ratings, if he can do it while Harm's got his phone turned off, maybe.
Oh, yeah. This is Tony the Tiger doing sips ratings.
That's not Tony the Tiger. That's the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
One sip.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
No, you know who that is? That's Duffman from The Simpsons.
Duffman, he drinks beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Duffman.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
I have Duff beer.
Well, isn't that nice?
And a side of mums.
Mm-hmm. Three sips.
Interesting, but what was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another.
Oh, that's gone off the rails. That's done.
Yeah.
Thanks for waking up, Harm. Five sips.
Oh my! I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's definitely the Kool-Aid Man.
No, it's Duffman. That's Duffman and
yeah, it's a combination of Duffman and the Kool-Aid
Hard drugs.
I half expect him to like bust through the wall and, you know, pour kids Kool-Aid now.
So, hard liquor, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, dear Lord.
Well, definitely.
God help us all. Well, let's see if we can salvage this. So let's get started. We're going to have Brent tell us about our first whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. This one is the Yellowstone 2023 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Yeah, that those numbers mean something.
I know that.
The way you said it, it's like...
The 2023? Yeah. It's nice like
these
that.
These go to 11.
That'd be a 101 proof, 50.5% ABV, non-age stated. So the Limestone Branch Distillery was founded in 2011 by the brothers Steve and Paul Beam. With the long history of distilling on both sides of the family, Beam and Dant, the brothers are seventh generation distillers. The 2023 release of the Yellowstone Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey is a blend of 7-year, 13-year, and 16-year aged bourbons finished in...
Tokai.
Yeah, Tokaji wine cask.
It's Tokai.
Tokai is a traditional sweet wine from the Tokaji region of Hungary, made exclusively from white wine grapes. I said it both ways, so I'm right at least once.
The Hungarians are going to come after you. The grapes, by the way, are boitersized. They have the noble rot, Petrus.
If you were waiting for the opportune moment, that was it.
So this has got a nice copper penny color to it on the nose. It gets sweet. It's like a lot of sweetness on here. Get a little bit of cinnamon with that sweetness, a little bit of honey there on the palate. I kind of get like some dry notes to it right off the bat, but then I get the caramel and some dark cherries, a little bit of tobacco, some of those tannins with the oak on it, and it's very pleasant. It's got a nice finish to it, nice mouthfeel. You know, this is a perennial favorite every single year. This comes out, and I look forward to it, and it just keeps getting better every year, I think. Justin, what do you think?
So I smelled a Delaney sausage biscuit on this nose, along with the honey, green grapes, and cinnamon. On the palate, it was dry. It's like some caramel, some fruits, and then some pepper.
Yeah, they mentioned the pepper that comes out as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely white pepper.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, big on the front about third of the tongue.
Almost the sausage gravy, but it didn't quite make it.
Nothing's quite a sausage gravy, come on.
Yeah. What did you think, Harm?
Well, I was surprised because they use Tokai barrels, and Tokai is botrytized wine that's got that, like, you know, like a sauterne. What happens is the botrytis mold attaches to the skins of the grapes and sends hyphae through the skin, and it sucks the water out. So it raisinates the grape. It's a moldy grape they make wine from, and it intensifies the flavors.
All right.
So you get more intense flavor from the grape, but you also taste that mold, that botrytis mold. It's called the noble rot. It has a distinct flavor. I was expecting that here, and I don't get it. I get the grape.
That's because you can pronounce it wrong. It's Tokaji.
What it does is it removes water from the grape, but not sugar. So what you end up with is more sugar and a higher alcohol content on the wine. So you make a nice sticky, high alcohol
wine. Sticky, icky, good dessert wine. So I was expecting more of those, but the mold has a flavor itself. And I was expecting more of that umami.
Why does he know what mold tastes like?
I'm getting if you had sauterne wine, you've had sauterne. Yeah. That's the mold. It's distinct from just raisinated wine.
I'm just thinking he's
a lot like Mad Dog 2020.
No, look.
I think he eats mold.
Have you had Trockenbeeren Ausschlösser?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but I've had Mad Dog 2020.
Okay. wine made from raisinated grapes like...
Trockenbeeren Ausschlösser.
Baron Ausschlösser, Trockenbeeren Ausschlösser. Yeah. And also, like when you dry them on straw mats, what's it called? Amarone. Amarone.
Yeah.
So there's no mold in those. There's no mold. Okay, the Sauterne has that mold, which is a little different. It's got this. It's got a sharp spikiness. Well,
Trockenbeeren Ausschlösser has mold.
Trockenberen, some do, but they're not.
Ausschlösser generally doesn't, but Trockenbeeren Ausschlösser does.
All right, so Ausschlösser wine is highest sugar generally.
Boy, we're getting geeky.
Whatever.
Oh, way too geeky.
I mean, expecting more. Yeah. That's it. That's all. Okay.
Sounds like we're playing Castle Wolfenstein. I was going to say it's
what his wife said on his wedding night. Yeah. So.
A wedding? Are you kidding me? I was thrown up over the balcony. We didn't get nothing that. Mm-hmm. I had to make up for it like a month after that.
And you ruined our wedding night.
Yeah, and the pattern repeats for the last 25 years. Yeah. Wow, nothing has changed.
Bob, what do you think?
History repeats itself on an annual basis. I think it's a lovely finish on it. It would not have been one of the wines that had jumped into my mind as, hey, let's give that one a try. But, you know, you're always looking for something. But I think it came out really well. You know, it's not too overpowering. It's not too sticky sweet, which I'm surprised. I thought it would be.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Bill's used Tokaj barrels for Glenmorangie and also Sauternes barrels. Mm-hmm. The regular Nectar Dior is a Sauternes finish. Yeah.
I think this one came out really well. I mean, the base whiskey you can taste is very well done. I mean, the base whiskey in itself. And I think the barrel finish worked out really well.
I think it used more time in the barrel.
I think a little more time, or maybe, I don't know if these were wet or dry barrels. That's what I'm wondering.
That's the problem.
If they were wet barrels, I think we might have got a little bit more of the sweet out of it. So, and I think that might have been also interesting. I think this one's really nice, but if you got the other side of the coin with more of the sugar, it would have been cool. But we're going to be rating the Yellowstone 2023 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, a well-deserved four sips.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I was expecting more from the Tokaj. That's it. That's all there is.
Your wife could have had five sips,
Yellowstone.
Your wife is expecting more out of you every day, and it's not getting any better. So
I'm used to disappointing her. She's used to disappointment now. It's all right.
Well, that's true, because she hasn't divorced you yet. But give it time. Give it time.
She can't. We have a kid now.
That's what you think.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and this is our fall release show. We just finished talking about the Yellowstone 2023 limited edition release. Gave that well-deserved four sips. So we're moving on to our next one, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that wine.
So we're going to talk about Blood Oath Pack number 9. 49.3% alcohol by volume.
It's always the same proof. Always, every release.
Still 98.6
proof. Same as your blood.
That's my body temperature?
That's why they do it. Yeah, 98.6.
Yeah, I'm more of a 97.9 guy, but we won't quibble. Cold-blooded. The Blood Oath series of whiskeys is limited release bourbon from the folks at Luxco. First released in 2015, a new release or pact is released each year. Each release of Blood Oath is the creation of John Rempe, head distiller at Lux Row Distillery and director of corporate research and development at Luxco. Each release is different, unique combination of whiskeys. This year's release is a blend of 16-year rye bourbon, 12-year rye bourbon, and a 7-year rye bourbon finished in Oloroso sherry casks. This release smells like sweet sherry, with a little bit of ripe fruit, a little bit of marmalade on the palate. Ripe fruits, including figs, molasses. There's definitely a chocolate and light tobacco note. There's some cocoa, and it's on the dry side. And the finish is decent, but unremarkable. And I thought this was okay. What did you think, Brett?
Yeah, I got that on the palate. I got the molasses, the chocolate, and tobacco right away. And then you, when you add, you have to add water to this one. It's a must. It's one of these ones you must add water. You
there was no fruit till you add the water.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you get some. You get the figs and the raisins that just pop out of it after you add the water, and it really changes it. So that's what I would want to tell people on this one is just make sure you add the water or throw it over a nice big cube or something, and then just sit back, relax, and enjoy it. It's
my
nice.
Problem with a big cube is when you chill it too much, you bink down the volatile, the vapors come down, and if you can't smell it, you can't taste it.
Well, you could chill it over a cube and take the cube out.
Do a room temperature drop of distilled water.
Cold water, man. Just cold water is fine.
So, cool water is all you need.
The big cubes look great when you're in the bar and they make them for you or whatever. That's great, but just cold water for me. And really, the figs came out. You got that without the water or after water, Justin?
More after water.
After, right? Before the water, it was all about oak, just all oak. And then the sweetness just came out with that water. And I you said you didn't like the finish. I thought the finish was pretty nice.
Just a little short for me. That's what she said.
No one's ever told me that to me. What are you talking about?
That's good.
Bob, what do you think?
Thank you. Fully. Yeah, I'm not going there.
This says something about Southern girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently they have really bad eyesight and tiny hands. Yeah, this one.
TMJ helps too.
You get a little bit of... I get a little bit of the sherry note on it. I get a little bit of sort of a nuttiness from the sherry on the nose. And the palate absolutely has to have water. Without the water, for me, it was one-dimensional. As soon as I added water, it completely opened up and you started getting all the fruit. I started getting the figs. I started getting the raisins. And then I get a little bit of that chocolate. I get some tobacco on the front of the palate. Finish is decent, you know, definitely not a bad finish.
I thought it was fairly long.
Yeah, I'd say medium to long. It's the problem is for me, it's all front palate.
I'm getting mid as well.
Yeah, I'm getting nothing in the back.
With the water, fruits on the mid, but otherwise you're right.
Yeah, it's more front palate forward, but yeah,
it doesn't coat the entire palate and stay there. It lingers on the mid palate for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But overall, damn fine whiskey. I wouldn't turn this one down.
Not at all. Yeah,
absolutely not. So we're going to be rating the Blood Oath Pact number, was it 8 or 9? It's 9, right?
Ocho.
Number 9.
No.
Well deserved. 4 sips. Number 9.
Tell us about this next
number
one.
Nine. Number 9. Yeah.
Did you just go through puberty? What happened?
Yeah. What'd you hear?
Your voice broke right there.
He's coming through that change of life. You know how it is. So our next whiskey is going to be the Remus Repeal Reserve Series 7. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof. The Remus Repeal Reserve is named after George Remus, who is the self-proclaimed king of the bootleggers and supposed inspiration for The Great Gatsby. This year's edition is the 7th annual release from this series from Ross and Squibb Distillery, formerly known as MGP. This year's release was created by Ross and Squibb master distiller Ian Sturzman. It was a blend of 6% 2007 bourbon that was a 21% rye bourbon, 26% 2013 bourbon, a 21% rye bourbon, 26% 2013 bourbon, high rye 36% bourbon, 21% 2014, 21% rye bourbon, and 21% 2014, 36% rye. And if you can keep that all straight in your head, you're probably a mathematical genius. So look, when you read it on the paper, it sounds good. When you read it on the radio, it's real hard.
Well, I know there's a lot of 21%ers.
Yeah. But overall, the nose, pecans and cherry, maple syrup.
Candied pecans.
A little bit of a minty kind of tingle on the nose. And then on the palate, On the palate, it's caramel. I get a nice cherry note to it. More of like almost a sweet cherry, like almost not quite a maraschino, but a sweeter cherry. Get a lot of barrel char on it. I get that that minty on the front of the palate near the teeth. And then I get a little bit of cinnamon on the back. Yeah, nice whiskey. Finishes medium to long, stays with you. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, sticky is what I got on this one. It kind of like, it sticks to your, it just sticks to your palate is the, you know, the whole thing. All those notes are there that you have, you know, that the candied cherry, the barrel char, the cinnamon, the apple, the maple. The maple, I think, is kind of what I get is it gives it that sticky note that I kind of want to pour this over pancakes, you know, and eat pancakes with it.
Oh, yeah.
Pour this on my wife.
What are you, Prince? You want pancakes?
You know,
only after he wins a basketball game.
That's it. We're gonna play some basketball, me and the revolution, and then we'll have pancakes. Yeah.
Serve pancakes to the loser. That was
baller. God, the nose is just so good on this. Yeah. I keep coming back to it.
Yeah. It's a very pretty nose.
Candied pecans, cherries, the maple syrup. It's all there. Has a hint of mint. Wow.
Oh yeah, that mint right at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right at the end, that mint comes through.
It's not even so much the herbal mint. It's more the cooling.
Yeah. Like
peppermint.
It's on the palate too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at the end of the palate too.
I just didn't notice it because of the stickiness before. Like it's
buried.
You add a little bit of water and the stickiness kind of goes away. But
I didn't try this with water. I'm going to try a little water.
And there's a note of dill too, but it comes after the mint.
Like, there's no dill here.
Maybe 10, 15 seconds later, just as it's leaving your palate, just a little hint of dill. Which are the two signature notes. Now you got to wait
10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
The two signature notes. That's so good for radio. Let's just wait silently
for 10, 15 seconds.
MGP, Ross and Squibb have these two classic notes that are in a lot of their expressions.
The dill is more in their rye than their bourbon.
Yeah, there's one high rye
bourbon in here.
So that's why it's there, but it's on delay.
The water didn't do much to it for me.
No.
It didn't really hurt it, but it didn't really add anything.
It just takes away that stickiness.
Yeah, I agree. It didn't hurt, didn't help.
If you want to add water, pancakes.
If you don't, you don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're going to drink it, either way is good.
Well, we're going to be rating the Remus Repeal Reserve Series 7 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Keep them coming, guys. We've done every one of their releases, and we haven't had one yet that we didn't like. So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Okay, Bob. The fourth whiskey for the day is the Little Book Chapter 7, called In Retrospect. It's 118.1 proof or 59.05% ABV. Little Book Chapter 7 In Retrospect is a blend of 7 different cask strength whiskeys with one component from each of Freddie Noe's 6 previous releases.
Ooh.
And a new liquid for the 7th one. This represents what has come to be known as Little Book, but Freddie's continued journey. Did I say confused? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Freudian slip. Continued journey as the 8th generation master distiller of the Fred B. Noe Distillery. These are the blend components. There's an 18-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, a 17-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, a 10-year-old Kentucky straight rye whiskey, a 9-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, a 5-year-old straight malt whiskey finished in applewood smoked barrels. Was that from last year? Was that the applewood last year?
It was either last year or the year before.
Yeah. The 4-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey and a 4-year-old Kentucky straight rye whiskey. The color is a very beautiful red gold. The nose is about candied nuts. Candied nuts, hints of berry and citrus, brown sugar, and on the palate, I found it rich. Let me try it again. Yep. Wow. Rich, mouth coating. It hits the palate at a high ABV, evaporates, and then just grips back on. And long and minty with roasted pecans and peanuts. The finish is forever and very pleasant.
Yeah, I thought this was one of the better little books that he's done. On the nose, I got a lot of cloves. I got cloves on the nose. I got flowers, light smoke, a little bit of vanilla, some caramel, tobacco.
I don't get the clove. I'll give you the smoke and the vanilla, which I didn't mention, but I don't get the clove still.
Yeah, and it's... but
on the nose? No, I don't get it on the nose at all.
I don't know why I got it.
What did you drink after you went home yesterday?
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is I enjoy this one more than I have in the last couple of years.
Yeah, same here.
I think he's, you know, just to come around with the blendless components.
I think this one's actually gotten better since we opened it.
Yeah, I mean, it has. Chapter 7 and 7 different blends here. Wow, I mean, you have to do a lot of work to put those components together. So,
what'd you think?
So. My question with these is, did he do the whole book all the way to the end and knows what that tastes like and then is just releasing them one at a time? Or is he just doing a new analysis every year?
I think he's just doing a new one every year.
Yeah. Just seeing
I think this one was basically like, what was... of all the stuff I blended in each one of these, what was my favorite barrel that went into each one of those blends?
Right.
What if I took all those and put them together? I think that's what that is.
So he hasn't written the whole book yet. Nah. That's your theory.
I don't think so.
He's
too busy making country ham, boy.
Books are going to go on.
Is he in the ham like his grandfather too?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we went to the Kentucky.
We had some of it at KBF.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we had some at Bourbon Classic.
Yeah.
And he actually brought it to the restaurant and served everybody one of the appetizers with some of their country ham. They had a little bit of a problem because they were basically steaming these things in the mash tun. So they hung them in the mash tun, and then when they went back, they were gone. Like literally like the meat had just slid off the bone. Down into the mash, and that had already been pumped out. So it's just there's like bones hanging on hooks and nothing else. So I desperately asked him, "Can you track down what batch of whiskey that went into? Because whatever bourbon you made that day that's got country ham essence in it, that's the one that I want."
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
this sounds, sure, but really this tasty. Sounds borderline illegal and unhygienic, but I want it
exactly.
I mean, well, everything's killed.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
by the time you drink it, it's like
mezcal with the pishuga.
You know me; yeah. I'll do anything for a pork product. So you know, yeah, I mean, yeah. We almost died for pork at the KBF
sausage. Yep.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, Bob.
Brent bought 25 pounds of Delaney's sausage, put it in a cooler, packed it full of dry ice, put it in the trunk, and then we left for the day. And then when we came back at the end of the day, we got in the car with the windows up and tried to pull out of the parking lot and made it about 30 feet before we realized both of us couldn't breathe. And we thought we were both having a heart attack. Like our hearts were racing and like my vision was blurry and we were having trouble talking.
Dude, then you get out of the parking lot.
Made it 30 feet. And like, what the hell? And he goes, maybe it's the heat. And I go, I don't think it's that hot. So we hit the windows and they rolled down. And as they rolled down, a breeze went through the parking lot, went through one side of the car and the other, and all of a sudden we could breathe and everything was okay. And then we figured out it was the CO2 backing up in the car. So we almost died.
At least we put it in the trunk so it was safe.
In a Bardstown parking lot for a love of sausage. So,
and so if we, you know, if products we, have almost brought you to death through asphyxiation and also slowly your heart is
arteriosclerosis. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, if we'd have bought the mums and stuck them in the back seat
flowers.
Yeah. You know, they may have been alive and blooming.
Yeah, okay.
Or they may
have... They would have thrived. Moving you guys, on. Not so much.
Moving on. Let's give the little book our rating. So we're going to be rating the little book, Chapter 7, in retrospect, a well-deserved forceps.
Yeah, it got better with air, and it's just really nice whiskey.
All right, so let's move on to our next one, and that one's going to be Brent. So tell us about
Bob.
That.
No, I thought Bob was doing the next one.
I'm doing this one.
He's doing it.
Oh, Brent. Oh, nice. Yeah,
so this is the Old Fitzgerald Bottle and Bond Spring 2023 release. 50% ABV, 100 proof, 10 years old.
Again, as God is my witness, it did not come here in the spring. I haven't been sitting on this for 6 or 8 months. It came recently, so.
Yeah, in Florida, we're the right-handed stepchild.
Of
the
there's a lot of others that he's sat on for 6 or 8 months, but not this one. Mm-hmm. So on the color, nice copper penny color. On the nose, you get the brown sugar, the baking spices. The orange peel comes out right off the bat. You get that orange peel note, and then you get these other things that follow in.
Yeah, it's dried orange peel. It's not like fresh.
Yeah, on the palate, you get that orange follows through on there. You get some butterscotch. You get some cloves. I get a little bit of I get a little bit of tannins.
And the clove got caught in your throat.
Clove got caught in my throat. The little bit of peppers and cloves there. Nice barrel char. Kind of gives your mouth, you know, with those tannins, gives your mouth like a dryness to it. Dries out your mouth a little bit.
It's tingly. It's tingly and dry.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with having a tingly, dry mouth. You know, it's very...
It sounds like a symptom of some sort of disease, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gingivitis.
I want more.
Gingivitis, definitely.
Just definitely want more.
What do you think, Justin?
Did you have mouthwash or Old Fitz? We don't know. No.
That is his mouthwash.
It is my mouthwash, for sure. I thought this was like complex, yet fun. I'm always looking forward to these releases, and this one didn't disappoint me. Not the best one I've ever had, but it was really, really good.
So I agree with you. It's not the best one, but still great. Still get great. It. Yeah, you can find it.
Yeah. I mean, well, think about what you're saying. I mean, what's the worst Old Fit spring or fall release you've had since the initial one? Yeah. Oh, well, you know, that one about 4 years ago was just the worst I've ever had.
And now they sell for $2,000. You can find it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll be back. Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing the Old Fitzgerald Bottle and Bond Spring 2023 release. What'd you think, Harm?
I think you guys are on point. This is good stuff. Where are my notes here? Let's see, changing the page. Orange peel, like you said, exactly, Brent. Dried orange peel, brown sugar, molasses. You know, I think you said something about the oak. I mean, I got the cloves. The cloves are definitely there, but the oak is kind of subtle. It's tannic, and it's good, and it's not my favorite Old Fitz, but I wouldn't kick it out of bed. You bring me a bottle of this, I'm having it. It's good.
Again, splitting hairs. It's it's not the worst.
They haven't made a bad one yet.
It's not the worst, and it's not the best of the top of the line, you know.
We're spoiled as heck.
Yeah, we are spoiled.
This is the bottom line.
You know, what is the worst 1960s Ferrari? Yeah, it's like...
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that 72 Dino. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, a fantastic whiskey, just like everyone they release. Everybody has their favorites, and everybody's... The funny thing is everybody's favorites are different.
You know, everybody's talking about the 17. I remember that 9-year-old release. That was my favorite.
The 9 was amazing.
The 9 was the best. Really,
yeah. The 11, the yeah. 11
the
was
The 11
great.
Was good. Yeah, it's they're all different. That's the fun thing. And that's what I like about it, is they're not trying to make a same thing every year. Every year is different. So
yeah, they surprise us.
That's what makes it fun. Well, we're going to be rating the 2023 Spring Old Fitzgerald a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So we have Justin tell us about our next release.
So I am really excited to tell you about the 2023 Parker's Heritage Collection. 64.4% alcohol by volume or 128.8 proof. It's the 17th release in this series. The 2023 edition of the Parker's Heritage Collection is a 10-year-old cask strength rye whiskey that was barreled in August, October, or December of 2012. The barrels were aged on the first floors of Rick House's H1 and H2, the fifth floor of Rick House FF, the third and seventh floors of Rick House BB, and the second floor of Rick House DD, I love double Ds. At bottling, the liquid was non-chill filtered to preserve the natural flavors of the aging process. The mash bill for this edition is comprised of Heaven Hill Distillery's traditional rye whiskey mash bill, 51% rye, 35% corn, and 14% malted barley, and bottled at cask strength as God intended. Like previous releases, a portion of the proceeds for each bottle goes to support ALS research and patient care in honor of former master distiller Parker Beam.
Miss you, Parker.
Yes. On the nose, I got jackfruit, durian, vanilla,
no, durian.
Lemon peel. Durian.
He's making that one up.
Demerara sugar. On the mouth, it was an explosion. I got chestnuts, cream of wheat with honey, vanilla, and the finish. I was just so excited by the nose and palate. I can't even remember the finish, but I'm sure it was good. This was one of the 17 releases of Parker's Heritage. I would say this is definitely somewhere in my top three.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a beautiful burnished copper. I got brown sugar, white flowers, and hints of citrus, and the jackfruit. You're right on jackfruit, but durian?
Yeah.
You're smoking crack.
That's why they call it dope, son. That's why they call it dope.
And the palate. My first note was literally W-O-W. Wow. That was my first note. Wow.
Yeah, it just hangs on your palate. Wow. I mean, there's tannins. You got orange, tobacco, baking spice, vanilla, cherries,
everything is there and it's
so well balanced and put together. Clearly one of my top ones of the Parker's Heritage.
Oh yeah
I don't know
if it's a worth trip up there right now just to go grab some.
I don't know if it's a Florida thing, but any whiskey that's got those orange notes in it always kind of sings to me, and Heaven Hill never seems to disappoint. This one's just...
Yeah, this is the thing, though. It's a rye.
Just wow.
It's their traditional rye recipe is the minimum for rye. It's 51% rye.
Barely rye.
Yeah. To me, it tastes more like bourbon than rye to me, but those notes are there. Wow, it's so good.
Are they selling this out of the gift shop if you're lucky or no?
Yeah, no, you go there when you're lucky. You can get... That's one bottle per person, right? Or is it two?
One bottle per person per release.
You know who we should ask? We should ask that farmer that was there when that F-35 crashed. What did he think about it? That's what he thought about it.
I want him on this show.
Yeah.
Actually, he was awesome.
This one's just, I mean, honestly, guys, what more can we say? Five sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Parker's 2023. Yeah. If you see it, grab it. If it's in a bar, ask for a pour. Don't miss this one. This one's special. So we're going to move on to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob.
This is like polar opposite, but just as good.
So the seventh release, I'm sorry, the seventh whiskey. Can we pause recording at all or no?
No.
Okay. Go. All right, let's do this.
Do it now.
I inhaled whiskey.
So you forgot how to drink, amateur.
So the Daniel Weller Emmer Wheat is a 47% ABV, 94 proof, non-age statement. This expression is named in honor of Daniel Weller, the grandfather of William Lew Weller. After fighting the Revolutionary War Daniel Weller embarked on a flatboat voyage down the Ohio River with his wife and children, and ultimately ending settling in Kentucky in 1794, where he set up a distillery. When Daniel passed away in 1807, he left his will, no will, requiring his son Samuel to purchase his stills and equipment to continue the family legacy.
Intestate. Which he would
ultimately pass down to his son William LaRue, founder of W.L. Weller & Sons. The inaugural release of this annual experimental series is made with emmer wheat, an ancient Egyptian grain that's rarely seen in modern-day stills and mainly used to make beer and bread. Archaeologists have found evidence of emmer wheat domestication over 6,000 years ago. It's a symbol etched into the Egyptian pyramids. The whiskey was distilled in E.H. Taylor.
In the E.H. Taylor micro-still.
The micro-still, a combination of pot still and column. The micro-still is both versatile and innovative, allowing a team to experiment with very small batches without interrupting main production.
It's Harlan Wheatley's experimental toy still, is what it is.
So experimental toy still, super small release. You will never see this in your life, but if you do, you know, mortgage the house, try again. The color is the bronze and the just like, you know, Bronze Age Egyptian swords. There you go. The nose, this is delicate. It's fresh and nutty with orange. Tons of orange peel, hazelnut. It's like a delicate pastry with cinnamon and caramel. Mm. But the palate is different. It's delicate on the nose. On the palate, it's huge. Very bold oak, orchard fruit. I get cherries. I get oranges. I get peaches, baking spice, and leather. The finish cannot be long enough. It needs to go longer. It's long, and it's long, but I want more. It keeps going on and on.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one's ever every said that to night. Me. Yeah. They're always satisfied. They're always satisfied.
No, no. It's more like, hey, would you like more? And they go, no, that's enough. No, thank you.
That's Bob, what do you think about this whiskey?
I think it's absolutely lovely. It is a fascinating whiskey. The nuttiness on it because of the emmer wheat is very different than anything we're really used to. But it's so nuanced. It's so layered. It is, there's so many different flavors in there that this is one of those where you literally just need to sort of pour a glass and sit down for an hour or two and just keep smelling it for a while.
Yeah, I'm not a huge wheater fan, but this will convert me.
Yeah, this wheater is a conversion for anybody.
It's just hazelnuts and, it is really interesting.
Wow.
I know. You mentioned delicate, and that's the whole thing, is that this one is just so soft and subtle and powerful.
So but, we decided to drink it right after that Parker's
right, Heritage. But not powerful like as this like hits you in your mouth power, like powerful and like how delicate can you be and powerful at the same time? You know,
slowly absorbs you.
Exactly.
It's slowly being overpowered by a strong woman.
Yeah, you know, it's got the cherries, vanilla. I got some
more
dandelion.
Like he's being absorbed by the Borg. Yeah.
I got some dandelion on there, some caramel, some char, a little bit of tobacco. It's all so subtle.
You're right, it is dandelion. That's exactly why
he's dead on it. He is absolutely there. Yeah.
And it's so subtle and it just works so well. Oh, you want to come back to it over and over and over.
It's like freshly roasted hazelnuts and then dandelion, the little
lemon grass.
Dandelion, fresh grass. Mm. And a creaminess. It's got a lovely creaminess.
This is so different from anything I've had recently. Yeah. This is so gorgeous.
We keep going back delicate, and that's just what I mean.
We say it's delicate, but on the palate, it's powerful.
Exactly. I mean, but it's not. It's so powerful, but it's not that punch powerful. It's delicious. I mean, and you're never going to find one.
It's an iron fist and a velvet glove.
Yes.
But it's not punching you. It's just forcing you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Justin, what kind of S&M illusions do you have?
I've got to tell you, I've had more than a few whiskeys over the last 9 years. This is the absolute best whiskey of any kind, any style I've ever had in my entire life, by far. This has blown me away. If I could give it a 50 sip rating, I would. I'll have to settle for 5.
Justin's a sub.
Oh my God. Yeah, that. It is that.
Yeah.
It's like finding a crashed F-35 in the back of your farm. Yeah, yeah. That's what that is.
After working at the paper mill for 30 years, yeah.
I don't know. What does George say?
Oh, my.
Well, he seems impressed. So we're going to be rating the Daniel Weller Emmerwheat, an extremely well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. 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 Yes.
So that takes us to our last whiskey of the day, which is the Four Roses 2023 Limited Edition Small Batch. 56% ABV, 112 proof, non-chill filtered. This is the 135th anniversary release of the limited edition small batch. It is made of OASK 14-year-old, OESV 12, OESV 16, and OBSV 25 years old. So, yahoo. It's got a beautiful dark color to it. And on the nose, it's just classic Four Roses. I mean, it's just, it's everything that you love about a Four Roses. Oh, it's just, it's, there's a floralness to it. There's a sweetness to it. There's like dark, damp brown sugar. That hint of oak. And on the palate, boom.
There's a hint of mint, too.
It's just, yeah, there's a mintiness in the tip of the nose. On the palate, it just, it's like paint. It just goes on and just coats your tongue. Oddly enough, I get a little Dr. Pepper in it, to be honest with you.
It's the like, Diet Dr. Pepper note.
Yeah.
It's a, it, right, exactly. That's what I wrote. I wrote that down here on my notes. So it's like the...
Which just like makes it even better. It's like... You know, it's like oh my God, if I could mix the two, if I could afford it.
You guys are FCC fans now?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This one's special, folks. This one is definitely special.
You know how previously the first note was wow? This is holy and then S word. Exclamation point.
Yeah, this is, I think, one of the better ones that Brent has done over the years. This one is definitely special. It's just it's so big. It stays with you. The finish just goes on. It fills your mouth and it does not go away. It doesn't, you're not missing mid palate, back palate, front palate, top of the tongue, back of the tongue.
It's all just, there.
It's the whole head. Yeah. This one's amazing. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy this because, you know, you can say what you want about the different notes and the different flavors on it. It's just beautiful. I mean,
it's a whole body experience.
It is. It's just, you just want to sit here, you know, just kick back. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to drink it and enjoy it and just, you know, put me in a chair, put a little fireplace in front of me. I'm going to be happy for the rest of the day.
Stop rubbing your nipples. They're making me uncomfortable.
It's making me uncomfortable. It's making me comfortable, though. So, you know, it's...
And aside from making amazing whiskey, let me tell you, Four Roses has been an amazing friend to me over the years in helping me with raising money for our charity, for Honor Flight South Florida, to fly our surviving World War II Korean Vietnam veterans to D.C. They're very kind and let us get a barrel every year to sell for the charity.
But we're not giving them a rating because of that. This whiskey is, oh my God.
This whiskey's stunning. Just
speaks stunning. For itself.
I love the fall release series. I love the fall release time of the year.
I love the mum time of the year.
I could do without the CO2 poisoning other than that. Yeah. Yeah, this one's special. This one's absolutely special. And we're going to be rating the Four Roses 2023 Limited Edition Small Batch, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. 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 Yes.
I just wish I had a swimming pool of this so I could swim in it like Scrooge McDuck in his money pool.
Do you know how much they made this year? Because I'll be lucky if I get like 2 bottles.
That could just be that attitude. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Hey, man, I bought the very first barrel of whiskey I ever bought from my store was 10 years ago last week, and it was from Four Roses. Thank you.
That explains why they're not selling you anymore. Anyway, that's all the time we have. All the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Who am I talking about? This is the fall release. Kiss my ring and thank me.
Yes, yes, thank you, Bob. Kiss my ring. Thank you.
All I can tell you is mum's the word.
You know. Come praise the ward of Winterfell. I have fall
thank
release.
Thank God it wasn't your last word, Brent.
So thank you, Brent.
Mum.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mouthful of whiskey.
And thank you, Harm.
Harm, what? You're still here?
No, dude.
Never mind.
I'm tasting whiskey. Yeah. I'm tasting whiskey. Don't want to talk. It's in my mouth.
For Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Madman Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And this time of the year, if you're drinking bad whiskey, you've made a serious error.
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Mom.
Love that guy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.